WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. It's no secret to the more than 4,000 Texas A&M faculty members that most will not be getting a merit pay raise next year. Faculty members who received letters from their deans asked Provost Karen Watson for an explanation at A&M's last faculty senate meeting.
The math says that we have $2.4 million to do something with and $6 million more of bills.
The bottom line dealt with the money A&M received from the legislature.
Unless we find other paths, other ways to get more money in, or the board helps us to get more money in, and that's what the president is working on.
Dr. Watson says faculty members who were promoted will get that corresponding salary increase. There will also be some one-time merit raises in colleges and divisions that received more state money due to enrollment increases. Each summer, the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics Office in Dallas releases average hourly wages in 22 occupations in the Twin Cities from the prior year. There was a significant change in the pay of one professional category between 2015 and 2016.
Lawyers and others in the legal category based in Bryan and College Station took a pay cut of more than 20% or more than $8 per hour. The hourly rate in the legal occupation field dropped from more than $40 per hour to just under $32 per hour. That compares to the national average of $51 an hour. Six other professions saw their pay decrease in a range between 14 cents and $1.08 per hour. There were pay increases in 14 professions of up to $1.08 per hour, while those in architecture and engineering had an average increase of $2 per hour. You can see screenshots of the annual surveys from 2016 and 2015 online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
An arrest was made this week of one of two people sought in the armed robbery of a Bryan convenience store that took place in February. According to the arrest report, Bryan police received a tip from an informant last week that led investigators to the Brazos County Jail, where 19-year-old Dylan Highstand of Bryan admitted to the holdup and saying he would have had no problem shooting the clerk at Oaks Food Mart on East 29th if he needed to do so. Highstand has been waiting in jail awaiting trial on a charge of evading a deputy constable last month. A Bryan man on probation for distributing tobacco in the Brazos County Jail last December is back in detention. Bryan police arrested 23-year-old Tyler Leon Davis Wednesday on a charge of filing a false police report. According to the arrest report, Davis was driving a truck early Tuesday morning that struck two mailboxes and a fence on William Joel Bryan Parkway north of Sue Haswell Park. A witness told police he saw Davis and a passenger switch places, and the passenger told police he was the driver. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 76 degrees. Call or text us this morning. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
The Hispanic Point O'Brien College Station presents their 19th Annual Scholarship Gala Saturday, July 15th at the Brazos Center. Brought to you by Ashley Home Store, Central Texas Sinus and Allergy, and Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Featuring David Garcia, Los Musicales, with special guest Ram Herrera and the Texas Unlimited Band. Benefiting graduating seniors of O'Brien College Station. Tickets at Manuel's and Teresa's School of Hair Design, Casa Rodriguez, VIP Bridal, Al's Formal Wear, and the law offices of Rodriguez and John Baer. Doors open at 6 p.m. with a cash bar, live and silent auction.
If you're looking for wow-worthy gifts, timeless pieces for your home, or just a fun shopping day with friends, make your way to Vintage 105 in downtown Navasota. At Vintage 105, you'll find an artfully curated selection of shabby chic gifts and home decor, fun accessories, and women's clothing in all sizes. They're also your local Annie Sloan chalk paint stockist, offering painting workshops throughout the year. Open Monday through Saturday at 119 East Washington Avenue in Navasota. Follow Vintage 105 on Facebook and Instagram.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way, from blueprint to move-in, and will ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning, it's 7-Eleven, the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Here's some weather. It's sponsored by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Sunshine, some passing clouds, and a high of 95 this afternoon. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm later today. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75. Your weekend looks pretty decent. It also looks warm, but it's summertime. Partial sun, 95 tomorrow afternoon with a chance for a storm. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Partly sunny Sunday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, and near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to be talking the Brazos Valley Cavalry's victory last night, a friendly against Monterey Rayados. Also talking Bombers back on the diamond this evening. Baylor continues to deal with its sexual assault scandal, but it reportedly has agreed to a settlement with one of the women who is suing the university. Lance McCullers had a rough night last night. The all-star for the Houston Astros against the Toronto Blue Jays. All that more coming up in sports.
Well, and it's 7:12, and it's Friday. We're happy it's Friday. But
it's Friday.
Chelsea delivering the horrible news today.
Yep.
The horrible economic news that apparently professors at A&M and people who work in the law industry not making enough money. No raise there for the A&M faculty, by and large, and people in the law, and I'm guessing when they say people in the law industry, they're not talking to people who have their names on the doors, right? Don't you think it's people who work for them?
Probably. I mean, it did say lawyers,
yeah,
I would guess partners in the firm are making whatever they want.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's what she was talking about is numbers that we had this morning from, I don't know, the Labor Department or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so there you are. So with that in mind, we'll try to press on, because what better?
We'll try.
If you're craving ramen noodles, but you don't, and gosh, who doesn't?
Man.
That's true.
Especially at 7:13 in the morning.
Yep.
If you're craving ramen noodles and you don't have a stove nearby or time to cook them, well, here you go. UpRocks reports that Pringles.
Okay.
Teaming with the makers of Top Ramen to offer a new chip flavor that'd be Pringles Top Ramen Chicken.
Mm, tater delicious.
Chips.
You know, I just like chips the way they were made a long, long time ago.
I mean, it's Pringles and ramen noodles, almost the exact same thing because they're chock full of salt.
Right.
And
they got to make them saltier.
I was trying to think about, you know, eating a Pringle versus eating ramen noodle. There's not a lot of difference there already.
There's not. But here's the other thing that makes it just the best.
Well, there's not a lot of difference in the flavor.
I guess.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They infuse some sort of a chickenish thingy or whatever. Anyhow,
they're going to put actual chicken in it.
Yeah. The bestest part of being able to get ramen noodle Pringles is you got to go to Dollar General. It's the only place on God's green earth that is selling them. That's right. So for $1.50, you get to go in and be in Dollar General and get you some Pringles, Top Ramen, chicken chips or whatever.
So Pringles is trying to corner their market. They know who their people are.
They do. They've got it. Now, again, and Pringles is a great example, and it goes back to what Chelsea says. Gosh, remember when chips were just chips? And, you know, we could just do plain old chips.
And they got all these flavors.
That's right. Then, I mean, when it comes to all these flavors, how about Oreos? I mean, you see what Oreo is doing
now?
Yeah,
they've gone crazy with the Oreo stuff.
Now, when they brought in the blonde Oreos, if you will, with
golden.
Golden, there you go. Then that gave them an opportunity to open up a whole bunch of new flavors.
Well, and why I was okay with golden was because not everyone likes chocolate, but people still like cookies. That's so it gave them an opportunity to still enjoy America's favorite cookie.
And so as a result, they basically are working really hard to come up with these new signature type Oreos, if you will. And they are not at all adverse to the idea of letting other people come up with flavors. And so that's what they've done is they've asked people to submit their one-of-a-kind flavors. And as a result, they have. They've got, for instance, I don't know, the other day I'm in the Grocery-Torium, they have jelly donut Oreos.
Whoa.
Jelly donut Oreos.
See, but that sounds a lot better than the watermelon one.
Well, that's true. Now, they have raspberry Danish. They have coffee.
Yeah.
They've just put out a chocolate mocha product. They have Mississippi mud pie Oreos, which, by the way, I think those are available at Dollar General as well.
Okay,
sounds like we need to make a field trip.
Right? Ooh, Oreo taste testing.
That's it.
How about some sriracha?
Again, it's just a matter of time.
Ginger Oreos.
They have cookie dough Oreos. What does that mean? What does that
cookie
even mean?
Cookie dough centered.
Well, it's a cookie already.
By the way, somebody texted in with a 979 number. H-E-B has a sandwich cookie with Pop Rocks.
They are gross. That was the other part of the text.
Yeah, they are gross. They added that part to it.
I think, and they may have like an H-E-B brand, but I think Oreos did a Pop Rocks in one of theirs.
It's a fireworks.
It's their fireworks
one.
They
call it fireworks.
Yep.
I didn't know it had Pop Rocks in it.
Explode in your mouth.
They have blueberry pie Oreos. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Yep.
And again, for those people who came up with the custom ones, if they think they're good, then they sent them a little package
of
them.
And the thing is, there's some that I'd like to try one or two, or as you said, like a little package. Yeah. But I don't need a whole four sleeves
right.
of them.
Where are you going with that?
Yeah.
Right.
Then you have to pawn them off to other people.
Well, they have carrot cake Oreos. How about avocado Oreos?
No.
I'm just saying.
No.
Wasabi.
But because it's Friday and because we're talking food.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos.
Have you heard this, Zach?
Yes, I have.
Oh, I have. All right. Okay.
You play the
game. And close your eyes. It's raining tacos. Ooh. Raining tacos. Ooh. Raining tacos. It's raining tacos.
There you go. Now you got that in your head all
Bet
day.
Bet you never heard it with the Chelsea Reber backup.
Yeah. Well, you didn't come in right there in the first 10 seconds. I went, huh? Well, oh, no,
there she is.
That's right. That's
I was fist pumping like I was at the club.
Well, so there you go.
When that beat drops.
Yeah. All right, so we did that so we could delay this story. Grooms are now wearing makeup. Grooms are now wearing makeup on their wedding day.
Well,
often at their bride's urging, the New York Post says that men are now partaking in typical female rituals before their trip down the altar. They are shelling out big bucks. It's not uncommon for a bill to spill into four figures when groomsmen join in.
Wow.
That's right. Treatments that include manipedis, airbrushing, and yes, those makeup touch-ups.
Gotta look good for the pictures.
Oh, you got to look flawless. Oh, so years ago, we're out in the California, and we're in San Diego, and they're opening up, I think it was a Hard Rock Cafe or something like that. And so we're sitting there at the bar, and a guy comes up, and he is Arnold Schwarzenegger's makeup artist.
Oh, wow.
Really?
He must be there whenever Arnold makes a personal appearance so that he can do his makeup.
Yeah.
So that, you know, the paparazzi can get good pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, that's fine. That's Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is a groom, okay? Makeup artists in New York say groom-focused beauty has been a growing part of her business over the past 2 years. Some charge grooms and their party of five guys $1,500 a day.
Jeez.
For their facials, their manipedis, oh yeah, and the tattoo coverage concealer.
What happened to guys just going out and playing golf before their wedding?
If my buddy said that he wanted to do that before his wedding, I'd be like, that's fine. Yeah, I just won't be in your wedding.
Right. Oh, well.
Well, or it's one thing if the groom wants to, but then to force the groomsmen.
Yeah, because that may not be their deal, okay?
Why do you need tattoo concealer when you're wearing a tux? Are you talking about like a Mike Tyson
what if
on
it's
your
on
face?
His neck?
Well,
yeah. Neck tat.
I guess he won't be getting that that job at one of the big
five. I feel
five.
Like if he's one of your groomsmen, you're okay with his neck tat.
Hello.
Yeah, I wonder what a makeup artist at a redneck wedding would do.
Well, you know, that's my thought is it maybe they're maybe we're talking guys who are wearing sleeveless t-shirts to get married. And then there may need to be some coverage going on.
Yeah. For sure.
All right, just that's thought I'd let you know. Home Shopping Network and QVC are one. They are one now. You don't have to compete.
Oh, okay.
You won't have to flip channels. They'll all just be right there for you. We're talking a $2 billion merger.
Oh, I'm sure.
The two leading networks that use TV to sell products are coming together as Liberty Interactive Group, owner of QVC, bought 62% of the Home Shopping Network. And so there you are. Fashionista.com says the deal is intended to help the parent company improve its e-com, its mobile shopping, and its programming content.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Something to do at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, well, or 3 in the afternoon, because it's on all the time, you know. I don't know. All right, so, Chelsea, I'm going to pick on you.
That's fine.
All right, have you ever been moved to think that that was even something that you wanted?
To purchase something from no,
I
actually haven't. I'm not a big TV infomercial watcher shopper.
You know, this is my first. And Zach, I'm guessing you haven't done that.
No, okay, no.
I did have a friend though, whose grandma. That's all she did was sit there and watch QVC and order things.
And that's where I was going. Okay,
yeah.
So here we go. Here's some really beautiful earrings that some guys talked now 7 minutes about. And if you hurry and call right now on the Easy Pay plan, you know, it's three payments of $22.50. Mm-hmm. And then they talk to Gertha, who lives in rural Alabama. And this is the fourth time that she's bought these. And, you know, and I'm just, I want to think I'm sad for those people.
I will say Good Morning America does a segment called Steals and Deals, maybe.
Okay. All right.
And they have someone who comes on a regular basis, and I think it's once a week. But she does, you know, several different things that are that day alone with, you know, Good Morning America's special code on sale. And I've purchased something once before, but it was a product that I already knew about and I had already seen and I was already familiar with.
Right.
And I just thought, oh, great. It's, you know, 20-30% off today. Might as well go and shop for it.
The other one I enjoy watching is when they do computers. Because, I mean, who doesn't want to buy your computer from Home Shopping Network,
right?
I mean, because there's no place else you could buy one, right? I mean, if you live in Appalachia, I guess you could probably buy one from there. If you live in rural Utah, you could buy them from
there. There you go.
Most folks can usually get to a store where you can actually get that. But anyway.
What's crazy to me is like the skincare stuff that they sell, just because it's so many products, you have no idea how it works or, you know, if you're going to like it or not. And next thing you know, you've got $200 worth of skincare product that you're buying on the TV.
But they all come in a very, very nice Louis Vuitton knockoff bag,
right?
That you can drag around with.
Yeah, and you'll look 20 years younger in 20 minutes.
Yeah. I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
The inventory is huge. The deals are amazing. The time is now.
You only have 3 days to get the used car deal of a lifetime. It's the Repo Joe Sale.
The Repo Joe Sale at Atkinson Toyota has all the used car bargains you're looking for. Shop Atkinson Toyota's complete inventory of over 160 used vehicles, trade-ins, auction purchases, lease terminations, and repos. Pay just $27 down. Then make the payments posted on the windshield. Some just $89 a month.
Stock number 17-16-15. 51B, 2010 Nissan Sentra. Selling price $52.99. 72 months at 2.99% APR. $27 down, plus tax, title, and license. With approved credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe sale has it all. Our payments are clearly posted, so it's easy to see your savings on the spot.
The most popular makes, the most popular models. It's the best Repo Joe sale ever.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Subject to prior sale.
Everything is big in Texas, and nothing's bigger than the pride we have for our great state. Show your Texas pride with a little help from the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online superstore for everything Texas. Find Texas apparel, fine bedding, frame flags, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products. There's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and decor anywhere. Shop local, online, at TXTraders.com. The Texas Trading Post. We're serious about fun Texas stuff.
Hey, good morning. It's 726. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. All right, same deal we've been having. May have been lucky. Some folks in the county got some rain yesterday, kind of late in the day, about 7 o'clock or so. But anyhow, same kind of thing could happen today. We do have a slight chance of showers at 30% that'll happen in the afternoon after the heating. And speaking of heating, high temperature near 96 or so, heat index around 103 to 105, so be aware of that. That'll continue pretty much. We do have a 50-50 chance of showers right now on Sunday is what they're telling us, but the temps will remain steady. Those highs in the upper half of the 90s and low temperatures will be in the middle 70s. Right now, we've got fair skies outside. It's 76.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Are looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When Hugo Chavez assumed power in Venezuela, American liberals could not wait to visit him and pay their respects. Chavez seized private businesses, putting them under government control, and the left applauded. He stacked the high court with loyalists, he changed the Constitution to maintain power indefinitely, and they applauded. When Chavez and Fidel Castro plotted to spread socialism throughout South America, they applauded. When Chavez died, Oliver Stone, Michael Moore, and Danny Glover issued public statements hailing the dictator as a social justice champion. Sean Penn attended Chavez's funeral, claiming America had lost a friend it never knew it had. Penn predicted that Chavez's successor, Nicolas Maduro, would continue the revolution under his proven leadership. And he was right. Maduro did continue what Chavez started. Today, Venezuela is in shambles. People are literally starving. The oil-rich nation cannot afford to keep the lights on. Mass protests break out routinely, and are routinely met with violence from the socialist government. Even though the people elected an opposition Congress to usher in reforms, the Chavez-stacked courts blocked them at every turn. Well, things got worse this week. A pro-government mob broke into Venezuela's Congress armed with clubs. They beat opposition members bloody while government security stood by and watched. Real violence, not media-hyped threat on Twitter. The only question I have is, are American liberals still applauding?
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 76 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. If you're driving out this morning around 10, you may see law enforcement vehicles pulled over with flashing lights that are not involved in a traffic stop or a related activity. Governor Abbott wants to mark the one-year anniversary of the attack on law enforcement in Dallas with 1 minute of patrol and related vehicles showing their red and blue lights. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office and the Texas A&M Police Department invite the public to their parking lots where all available vehicles will have their lights on this morning at 10. A Bryan man in jail tells police he would have had no problem shooting a convenience store clerk if he needed to. 19-year-old Dylan Highstand, who was arrested last month on an unrelated charge of evading arrest, was served a warrant Wednesday on a charge of the February 25th armed robbery of Oaks Food Mart on East 29th. According to the arrest report, Bryan police talked with an informant, then received a confession from Highstand, who did not reveal the identity of a second suspect. A Bryan man awaiting a jury trial on a misdemeanor charge of injuring a man last December is now accused of trespassing at Lake Bryan on the 4th and choking another man. 26-year-old Seth Neal was arrested for felony assault causing serious bodily injury. According to the arrest report, the victim was admitted to a local critical care unit after witnesses say he was strangled for close to a minute. Witnesses also reported Neal was trying to start fights with several people at the lake. Bryan police report the victim was released from the hospital Wednesday night. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office arrested a father and son last week on charges of beating a man that the arrest report described as an unwelcomed guest at a graduation party a month ago. 42-year-old Randy Ponzio and 19-year-old Garrett Ponzio are out of jail after posting bond. According to the arrest report, the victim said he was walking away from the party when he was beaten, causing a broken nose and 4 broken teeth. The Ponzios told investigators they did not intentionally strike the victim, which happened after they asked the victim multiple times to leave their party. Most of the more than 4,000 faculty members at Texas A&M will not be getting a merit pay increase next year. Provost Karen Watson told the Faculty Senate last month that's due to the lack of state funding. She said only one faculty subgroup is guaranteed a raise.
The $700,000 for the centrally funded base merit raise for faculty who got promoted this year will be provided. Just because we have a bad funding year, are not going to miss their raises.
Watson says there will also be some one-time merit raises in colleges and divisions that received more state money due to enrollment increases.
We are trying to avoid that and get into a mode and working with our board, hopefully, so that there is a base merit pool next year.
Dr. Watson says the bottom line from the legislature was that A&M was given $2.4 million to address an additional $6 million in bills. Many people working in the Twin Cities continue to earn less than the national average.
An annual report just released from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics office in Dallas comparing hourly wages in 2016 shows locals working in two of 22 categories making more than the national average. The hourly average for locals working in education and training made $32.59 per hour. That's $6 more than the national average. Locals working in the group that includes the arts, entertainment, sports, and the media made 16 cents per hour more. The largest pay disparity in terms of dollars and cents are employees in the legal profession. The local average at almost $32 an hour is $19 an hour less than the national average. That's followed by a gap of more than $11 per hour in the computer and mathematics and the life, physical, and social sciences categories. You can see screenshots of the annual surveys from 2016 and 2015 online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Trump administration says Texas has rid its voter ID law of any discriminatory effects and is asking a judge who once compared the measure to a poll tax to not take further action. The U.S. Justice Department under former President Obama had previously joined minority rights groups in challenging the voter ID law passed by the Republican-controlled legislature in 2011. But the new administration told a federal judge that Texas lawmakers fixed the measure in May by adopting a weaker version. The changes let voters without an ID cast a ballot by signing an affidavit, but makes lying on that form a felony. The judge has twice ruled that the original Texas law was intentionally crafted to discriminate against minorities. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 76 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. Be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Jen Zweiker comes in here every single week, and we talk about real estate, we talk about the market, we talk about buying and selling homes. But the thing that I take away the most, and the thing that I really appreciate hearing from her the most as a business owner, is that she cares about the people. In fact, her entire team care about the people, all of their clients over there at Zweiker & Associates. And you can be a part of that if you're looking to buy or sell your home and you want somebody who really cares about you and cares about making the experience better, an experience that can be so stressful and so nerve-wracking. Well, guess what? The team over at Zweiker & Associates are the experts who will make that experience better for you. It's real easy to get in touch with them, too. Just go online to zarealestate.com. Get in touch with the experts if you're looking to buy or sell your home. You're not going to regret it because it's going to make your life better, and that's a part of their entire mission statement over there. So check out Jen and the team over there at Zweiker & Associates. Zarealestate.com is where you do it. That's zarealestate.com for Zweiker & Associates.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Get the tractor you need to tackle the tough jobs on your list. Take the Kubota L2501 tractor. It comes with a tough diesel engine, an available front loader and backhoe. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Sunshine, some passing clouds, and a high of 95 this afternoon. Maybe a shower or a thunderstorm later today. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 75. Your weekend looks pretty decent. It also looks warm, but it's summertime. Partial sun, 95 tomorrow afternoon with a chance for a storm. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 70 to 75. Partly sunny Sunday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, and near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up just a little bit in sports, going to be talking about the Cavalry's win over a team from Monterey last night. So the Brazos Valley Cavalry picking up another victory. The Brazos Valley Bombers return from the TCL All-Star break this evening as they visit the Texarkana Twins. Texas A&M Women's Golf has unveiled its 2017-18 schedule. We'll go over some of the big tournaments they'll be playing in, as well as the Astros came up just a little short to the Toronto Blue Jays last night. All that and more coming up in sports.
It's the round of 32 at Wimbledon. It's the round of 32.
Yeah.
We were talking about earlier today, they call it gentlemen's and ladies over there.
Gentlemen's and ladies.
Not men's and women's.
The movie Wimbledon is really cute.
I don't know about that.
Kirsten Dunst.
If I hear a movie's really cute, I'm coming running.
Is it about, I guess it's about the tournament, right?
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah. Okay.
It's about like a men's player and a women's player, and she's American.
Yeah, he's kind of old
British
and washed up, but he actually makes a run and ends up, you know, winning. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But she's like new and up and coming, but then she actually loses early, and but that it's a love story.
Okay. She doesn't die or anything.
No,
it's not like
no,
a
no,
boxing
no.
movie where that girl died, right?
No. Okay. This is definitely a rom-com.
Okay. This isn't a walk to remember on the tennis court.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
1985, on this date, Boris Becker won the Wimbledon tennis title.
Oh, wow.
He became the youngest. He became the first German and the first unseeded player to win in the entire history of the tournament. Boris Becker was 17 when he did that.
By the way, they are coming out with a movie. It's between, you know, back in the day, it was a big-time matchup between Borg and McEnroe.
Okay.
So Bjorn Borg and John McEnroe at the 1980 Wimbledon Championship. They're coming out with a movie about it. Shia LaBeouf is playing John McEnroe.
Okay.
Okay, interesting.
Oh, yeah. Look forward to that. Is that called Wimbledon 2?
I don't know. I guess it's just Borg McEnroe rival. I can't remember what the name of it is.
All right, you go to the grocery store. What's that sticker on your fruit, that thing there that has that number, you know?
Yeah.
You know, that's the PLU.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means? You know what PLU stands for?
I've heard of this before.
No.
It's price lookup.
Yeah.
Really?
It is.
Interesting.
So, those are those numbers right there, and they've been around a while, been around since 1990. They serve two functions, though. First, it's to help you or the person who is checking you out to be able to actually look up the price of whatever that particular thing is, that apple or whatever. The numbers themselves are assigned by the International Federation for Produce Standards, the famous IFPS, so that every one of these technically has five digits, but the first one is usually zero, so they don't put it on there. Unless it's organic and starts with a 9, then that means it's organic.
Wow, I never knew that.
So that's why you worry about that. Oh, and the other thing is, if it starts with an 8, and we may start seeing more of those, that means it's genetically modified. So
interesting.
When you're,
what do they do to them?
Come on, that's a big deal.
Like a grapele?
Yeah, that's
scary. That's right. They change those things. That's when you grow that third hand when you're 50 years old. It'll be because of those.
Because you ate too many eights.
That's right. So if you're buying organic or non-GMO produce, it is important that you're looking for a four-digit number. Don't fret, because there are other ways to figure it out, too. Sometimes it says organic, or it has another sticker that says you're paying way too much. But anyway, non-GMO. So there
you are. I always get that, like, four for $4 or whatever. Yeah,
but, and then you don't worry about it.
Yeah, I don't pay attention GMO.
If you're in a room with 70 people, statistically, there is a 99.9% chance at least two of you have the same birthday.
Huh. 70 people.
Only 70 people.
Hmm.
And in fact, if you're in a room that has 23 people, there's a 50-50 chance that two of you have the same birthday.
Wow. How is that mathematically possible?
I don't know. You got to talk to some statistician, doodad. I'm not sure.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's what, can tell us. Hmm. I was going to save this for Mr. Downs being in here today, but, he may not show up.
Who knows?
These days. If you weren't in Malaysia this week, you missed seeing hundreds of people dressed up like cats.
Oh.
440 cat fans.
Well, you wouldn't want to dress up like a dog over there.
No, you wouldn't. To the town of Kuching to set the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people dressed as cats. They all wore full-body cat costumes, with ears and whiskers and a tail.
Of course. Go big or go home.
That's right. The city's name actually means cats over there in Malaysia.
Well, you know.
Most of the town is filled with tributes to cats, including cat museums and mouses.
What's the name of the city? Kuching?
It's Kuching.
Oh.
Kuching, something
maybe
like that.
Maybe Hutto should have a hippo festival.
That'd be great.
And everyone dresses up like hippos.
Have people stop in and do that.
That would be fun.
I think so.
Did you know that hippos are guilty?
Extremely mean.
Yeah, are guilty of the most deaths in Africa, I think.
I had no idea.
More hippo deaths than, like, crocodiles or sharks or, yep.
Why don't they have a hippo week then on...
They should.
They really
should. Probably too violent to
whatever
watch.
That television network
Discovery.
Is.
The little ones are really cute, though.
Yeah. So coming up tonight, have you heard the History Channel has got this story about Amelia Earhart?
No.
I mean, I did hear about this, yes.
It's kind of interesting.
That's because y'all watch the History Channel.
Well, but
because we care about history.
Yeah, this really, and space, they have things about space.
Yeah.
There too,
see,
right?
I'm out.
No, here's the deal is, for years we were always taught that Amelia Earhart and her navigator, Fred Noonan, disappeared on an around-the-world flight.
Mm-hmm.
It was 80 years ago, as a matter of fact. Actually, 80 years ago on July the 2nd, 1937. On the final leg of their flight, they disappeared, and everybody just assumed that they died because they ran out of fuel and crashed into the Pacific. But on a television show tonight on the History Channel, a former FBI assistant director says, analysis of a photo from the archives found in 2012 appears to suggest the pair survived the crash landing of their plane, and they were taken into Japanese custody by the military, and they went to the island of Saipan, where they were held until their deaths.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. On tonight,
well, my TiVo is set.
Okay, and that way we can have a focus group on it on Monday.
Perfect.
No need
better
to
pass
be
the message to Brad.
Fantastic, yeah. Chelsea.
Okay. Yeah. Let's say what now?
I'm sure it's a very interesting show.
Just not to you, right? Yeah, I understand. Anyhow.
No, I probably would actually find that interesting.
Well, they'll probably have a 2-minute summation of it on YouTube.
Perfect.
If you'll be able to watch that way, okay?
More zero turns are on the way, and we need to move out the ones in stock. Hi, this is David with Kairos Truck Center. If you've been using that old worn-out mower for a while, and you've ever wanted to upgrade, now is the time to do it. The zeros are still in effect with zero down and 0% interest on every zero-turn Cub Cadet, Ferris, and Hustler mower in stock. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
You can usually tell when your teenage daughter is wrestling with her sense of beauty. She'll practically lock herself in her bedroom or bathroom until she gets her hair, makeup, and clothes just right. Mom and Dad, when that focus on outward appearance kicks in, you're going to need a plan to help your daughter balance her desire for outer beauty with her inner self-confidence. Many parents don't have a plan. Mom say to Dad, you need to talk to her. And Dad say to Mom, you're a woman. This is your territory. The truth is, your teenage daughter needs to hear that she's beautiful from both of you. And I mean that literally. Tell her she's beautiful. Fill her soul with words of affirmation that bring her heart to life. But what your daughter observes from you is just as important as what she hears from you. Mom, your daughter will watch how much emphasis you place on outer beauty and how positively or negatively you talk about yourself. And Dad, your daughter will notice how you treat women. If she sees you objectifying women, she may believe it's okay for men to treat her the same way. So here's what I suggest. Don't overemphasize your daughter's outer beauty or her inner beauty. Address her as a whole person. Teach her that she's a human being with a body, soul, and spirit. Teach her to balance what she sees in the mirror with who she sees on the inside. And that's how she'll discover genuine happiness. To help your daughter thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. 800-370-5157. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, Consolidated Credit Programs will teach you how to get out and stay out of debt. Call 800-370-5157. 800-370-5157. That's 800-370-5157. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Services are primarily educational in nature.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. The Brazos Valley scored two unanswered goals in the Cavalry edged Monterey Rayados 2-1 last night in a friendly at Nutribolt Stadium. Now, with the victory, the Cavalry improved to 6-5-1 in their inaugural season. They'll be back home tomorrow to host divisional foe Mississippi Brulla at 7:30. And sticking with the Brazos Valley, the first-place Bombers return from the All-Star break tonight as they pay a visit to the Texarkana Twins. First pitch is at 7:05 with broadcast on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Texas A&M Women's Golf has unveiled its 2017-18 schedule with four tournaments in the state of Texas and two more in Oklahoma. The Aggies kick off the fall season on September 1st at Dornick Hill Golf and Country Club in Ardmore, Oklahoma, and will wrap up the fall slate on Halloween at the Trinity Forest Invitational in Dallas. The spring opens up with the Florida State matchup down in Tallahassee on February 9th. Baylor University has agreed to a settlement with one of several women who sued amid a sexual assault scandal that rocked the nation's largest Baptist school. The settled case involves a woman identified anonymously as Jane Doe, who said in 2015 she was drugged and abducted from an off-campus residence where Baylor officials had received previous reports of assault. Several women have sued Baylor, alleging the university ignored or mishandled sexual assault investigations for years. The scandal, of course, led to the firing of former football coach Art Briles and the demotion and eventual departure of former school president Ken Starr. Well, a rough outing for Astros all-star Lance McCullers last night. The right-hander surrendered 6 runs, 5 earned, and tied a season low with 4 and a third innings pitched as Houston fell to Toronto 7-4. Here's skipper A.J. Hinch.
You know, uncharacteristically didn't have quite his stuff. I think his breaking ball was as good as it usually is. I think his command, I think he had a little trouble with the mound. Just finding his rhythm, finding his release point. But everyone's allowed a bad day at work. He didn't have a horrible day. Obviously, it didn't end well for him. And they piled together a couple of hits. He hung a couple breaking balls. They put a good plan against him. Again, more their night than ours.
Now, McCullers was really done in by a big fifth inning where the Blue Jays scored 5 runs. Offensively, Jose Altuve led the way for the Strohs, finishing the night 3-for-5 with 2 RBI. Third baseman Alex Bregman also had a big day at the plate, going 3-for-3 with a walk and 2 runs scored. Houston will look to bounce back this evening when it visits Toronto again at 6:07. After taking yesterday off, the Texas Rangers are back on the diamond tonight, entertaining the LA Angels at 7:05. Broadcast will be over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. A person with knowledge of the agreement says the Dallas Mavericks and Dirk Nowitzki have agreed on a 2-year, $10 million deal that assures a 20th season for the star forward. The second year of the contract carries a team option. The 39-year-old Nowitzki is set to join Kobe Bryant of the LA Lakers as the only players to spend 20 seasons with one franchise. The Dallas Stars have re-signed forward Brent Ritchie to a $3.5 million 2-year deal. Ritchie had 16 goals and 8 assists in 78 games last season with a team-best rating of plus 11. The 24-year-old right winger has appeared in 117 games over 3 seasons with the Stars and played in 2 games during the 2016 playoffs. FC Dallas has re-signed midfielder Michael Barrios through the 2019 season with options for 2020 and 2021. Barrios' deal was announced yesterday, about a month after the 26-year-old set a franchise record with 3 assists in a 6-2 victory over Real Salt Lake. Now, Barrios is tied for the MLS lead with 10 assists and has 17 goals and 14 assists in 76 appearances. In Wimbledon action yesterday, Roger Federer lost his first service game, but not much else after that, advancing to the third round with a 3-set win over Dusan Ljajovic. And Novak Djokovic had to play all 3 sets, but got the better of Adam Pavlasic, 6-2, 6-2, and 6-1. On the women's side of the court, Karolina Pliskova became the highest-seeded player to fall at Wimbledon, losing to Magdalena Rybarikova. 2-time major champion Svetlana Kuznetsova, seeded 7th, advanced to the third round, along with 9th seed Agnieszka Radwanska and top seed Angelique Kerber. Now, some big names in third-round action today. Men's top seed Andy Murray, along with 4th seed Rafael Nadal and 7th seed Marin Cilic. For the women, number 2 seed Simona Halep will hit through the court, along with 4th seed Elena Svitolina and 10th seed Venus Williams. And Marcel Kittel had little trouble winning the 6th stage of the Tour de France yesterday in a mass sprint finish. Chris Froome, however, holds on to the leader's yellow jersey, but for Kittel, it was his 2nd victory in this year's race and 11th overall in his Tour career. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Team Fordham Navasota on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Oh, we don't. Kevin's not doing a commercial, huh?
No, he is. Hold on.
Okay.
Just 1 second.
Okay.
My computer decided it would freeze.
That's all right. I got one.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you, sir. Time for the deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota. Today, it's a 2016 Chevrolet Cruze Limited. Turbocharged Ecotec, 37,000 miles for just $13,890. Get that turbocharged 2016 Cruze again for $13,890 from Team Ford of Navasota. They also have a customizing shop where you can get pretty much anything done to your pickup truck that you want at Texas Custom Outfitters. To see it all, find them online at teamofnavasota.com or make the short trip south to Navasota. They're on Highway 6 right there next to Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Again, that's Team Ford of Navasota.
Head out to Peach Creek Vineyards this weekend. Be a nice weekend to do that. Have you been lately? Because if you haven't been before, but you haven't been lately, then you haven't seen how they have expanded. You know, the tasting room is there for you to enjoy their wine by the glass, or you can purchase a bottle. The reds and whites and rosés, and they do specialty wines as well at Peach Creek Vineyards. They have a pavilion there, which is great for if you want to rent it, a great venue for a graduation party or birthday party. You can even do informal weddings or just any kind of get-together. And if you join the Peach Creek Vineyards Wine Club, then you can get discounts when it comes to buying the wines and also for renting the facilities. If you're looking for a gift, then remember there are lots of great gift ideas for wine lovers in the gift shop. By the way, let me go ahead and give you the hours. Now, they're open today from 1 to 5, and then this weekend they're open noon to 6 tomorrow, and then Sunday they're open 1 to 5. And now closed on Monday, but then they're also open on Tuesdays through Thursdays from 3 until 6. So a great time any time of the week for you to go out and just kind of enjoy the surroundings, the quiet out there at Peach Creek Vineyards. If you want some more information, go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
So are you in, are you going to Hoover next week? Are you going to be over there at the SEC Media Days that they're doing?
I am not.
No.
We are not, heading down there.
We'll let Tex and the crew. Yeah, Gabe and all those people take care of that. All right,
yep.
So in the meantime, we've got the list of the NFL's most overpaid players.
Okay.
Yesterday was underpaid.
Right.
Would it surprise you that seven active quarterbacks?
No.
Yeah, really. Joe Flacco makes $24.5 million,
yep.
Okay, which is number one among quarterbacks. I mean, isn't he basically middle of the pack at best?
Yeah, he signed this right after they won the Super Bowl over San Francisco.
He's got a good agent and a stupid team. Clay Matthews from Green Bay makes $15 million.
Yeah.
Now, one of the people on here is Jason Witten, okay?
Hmm.
And he's 35 years old. But, you know, Jason Witten is a men among boys out there, I think, at $12 million, of course. And he's a Dallas Cowboy. It takes a lot for me to say that.
Yeah, he's been falling down.
Yeah.